On a night all about celebrating the Lower Similkameen Community Services Society's 50 years of history, it made sense that one of its biggest supporters would be honored. The organization presented Karamias former mayor Walter Despot with a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 50th Anniversary Gala on April 12. It's an award that makes sense as Despot shares a long history with the organization. It's his signature on many of the LSCSS documents. In 1975, he spent about 18 years as the chair of the LSCSS, and provided years of advocacy and support while he was in municipal politics. "I enjoyed doing it, and I did it for the community," said Despot. "I worked for the community when I was in pharmacy. I worked for the area for my town, and I am actually humbled by the recognition." The recognition will be a permanent one, as the LSCSS plans to install a plaque and a bench that will honor Despot outside the LSCSS Ambrosia building once the second phase is finished. Eileen Oliver Bauer, who served as the LSCSS executive director in the past, was the one to present Despot with the honor at the gala, shared just one story of their 15 years working together that left a lasting impact on the community when an opportunity came up to expand the health center. In 2002 or early 2003, the provincial government, in partnership with Interior Health, announced funding for assisted living spaces in the province, 5 for Karamias and 8 for Princeton, 13 in all, said Oliver Bauer. "Walter had the vision and the determination to make it happen, so we approached Princeton Community Services and found out that they would not be applying for their allocated spaces, and then went to Interior Health with the proposal for Karamias to build all 13, plus, he added one more privately funded unit because there was room for an additional unit with the idea that Interior Health would eventually fund the 14th unit. That was in 2003. Interior Health still has not funded that 14th unit. But with his contacts, his vision and determination, Walter saw the possibilities and forged ahead, dragging the naysayers along in his wake and making the project happen." The honor to Despot was only a part of the story of the LSCSS 50-year history shared at the gala, with current LSCSS Chair Brian Mennell having the unenviable task of condensing that history into under 15 minutes. "What began as a grassroots initiative in 1975 has grown into a cornerstone of the South Similkameen, a trusted leader in community services and a model for rural service delivery in our region," said Mennell. "This remarkable journey did not happen by accident. It took countless volunteer hours and commitments of those who dreamt of a healthier, safer community." The history of the organization includes the merger with the South Similkameen Health Planning Society in 1991, which allowed for combined advocacy to get things like the South Similkameen Health Center in 2001, which was the first of its kind in BC with the attached Orchard Haven long-term care facility. In addition to Despot, the many volunteers who have been critical to the survival of the organization and the delivery of its services were also recognized, from the organization's first volunteer coordinator, Maxine Cordell, who worked without pay for 10 years, to one couple who only recently retired after delivering Meals on Wheels for 17 years. The organization has weathered funding cuts multiple times, has seen recessions and changes in government, and has continued to grow. Once the second phase of Ambrosia is completed, the organization will operate over 140 housing units in the community, mostly for seniors. The core message of the night is one of triumph and care, for an organization that has responded to the needs of the community over 50 years, and one that seems ready to go for another 50 more. "I didn't think I thought it would go this far, and we know it's not finished," said Despot. "There's more to be done."